Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk about another visionary. Certainly, being the Visionary Chronicles, we love to talk about those visionaries, past, present, future, whatever it happens to be, we want to talk about those visionaries. We are in the process of creating a show, actually, the Visionary Chronicles, where we have current visionaries talk about the influence from the previous visionaries. And this happens to be one that was a tremendous influence to a lot of the visionaries that we have today. And that's Thomas Edison. And I usually like to start with a quote. So I said the first quote, and one of the most inspirational quotes, was from Thomas Edison, which is, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." The definition of hard work is basically what he's saying, is that you may be the smartest person in the room, but unless you have perseverance and talent around you, you're really going to be nothing. So it's really the intention of saying hard work pays off. It's great to be smart, but it isn't always the smartest people that are the greatest innovators in the world. So to give you a little bit of context around Thomas Edison, he's probably, you know, one of the great, if not the greatest inventor of all time. He holds over 1,000 patents for his inventions and played a critical role in shaping the world that we live in today. Now, I personally have 6 utility patents, and I can tell you 1,000 patents. Edison must have been working on this 24/7 during his lifetime. So I have a small appreciation of what he went through to get officially documented 1,000 patents and what that must have entailed in order for him to achieve that. So his legendary persistence to commercialize innovations led to the development of things such as electric power, modern communication, modern pictures. And the key to Edison was that he took many times something that someone else had started. And it's an interesting story I heard recently when someone was talking about black belts, getting a black belt. It was in karate. And the black belt instructor was asked by a student, "What is the hardest belt color to achieve?" And he said, "White." I thought, what a great answer. The context of the answer to that was that nobody ever starts. So that's the hardest belt to get, is the white. Once you start and once you commit yourself to achieving a black belt, you may never get there. But along the way, you're going to achieve more and more and more the longer you're dedicated to what you want to do. And the analogy that to Edison is that he's a multi-black belt winner. I mean, he's not only taken ideas that potentially were started and or created his own ideas on how to commercialize things that were disruptions. You know, innovations are one thing, and I talk about disruption versus innovation. And people ask me that all the time at Liquid Mind when we're working with these global brands and we do ideation processes is, you know, what is the difference between innovation and disruption? And those that have listened to my podcast hear me ad nauseum saying all the time that basically disruption is innovation on steroids. It's a whole different level. And very few brands have been able to achieve it. And so when you look at Edison's persistence to not just have an idea, but to commercialize his innovations are beyond belief. I mean, it's one thing, and that's what you normally see with inventors or people that have filed patents, is they'll just have an idea or they will have come a certain way along that path to commercializing, but never really realize the invention of that idea. So to have all of these different ideas be commercialized and then patented is beyond belief. So Edison's a great, great person to talk about when we talk about visionaries. He thought of an idea, he commercialized that idea and brought it to market, and our lives are changed for the better. Edison grew up in a little town. It was called Port Huron, Michigan. And the interesting thing is that he had hearing problems early on in his life. So you can imagine he kind of was one of these guys that was kept to himself. He had just brain that just generated these great ideas, and not only ideas, but how to commercialize those ideas. So at a very early age, he could not hear that well. So that was a detriment to Edison. And he showed an early interest, very, very early interest, in experimenting and product innovation. And I love the word they use in a lot of the autobiographies of Thomas Edison is when they said experimenting. That effectively converted in everyday terms means risk-taking. Experiment, experiment, experiment. Take risk. Fail fast. Fail sooner. Succeed faster. Those are all things that work together. Success is not realized without experimenting and without failure. Forget it. You think you want to take play it safe and you're going to have an innovation or you're going to be a disruptor. Never in history has that happened. So I love the fact that he early on was an experimenter and a product innovator. And this interest led Edison to invent some of the world's most significant innovations that we use to this day. And that's really what I like to talk about in this podcast today, is, you know, just give an idea of Edison's, a little snapshot of Edison's life and his accomplishments. And one of the first was actually the phonograph. You know, although most don't use it today, vinyl is coming back, by the way. I am one that did use vinyl back in the day and have an appreciation for the sound quality or not quality of phonograph vinyl records. And Edison was the one that realized this for us. Obviously, there's been a lot of evolutions over the time. But when you look at Edison's evolution and what he actually built, it was amazing that he built this phonograph. And today, we use it, and it is a coveted today, these classic vinyl records that we talk about. It revolutionized the music and entertainment industries. So that was one of his first but greatest inventions, was the phonograph back in 1877, believe it or not. And then I'm giving you this context here, because 2 years later, the electric light bulb. You know, this brought illumination, and I love that word too, illumination to the world. It brought light to the world. And one thing is true, that he didn't necessarily invent the light bulb, but he improved the design, making it practical for use in everyday life and made it commercially viable. You know, in commercializing the light bulb, you know, it led to one of Edison's most famous quotes: "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that it won't work." No wonder somebody starts an idea but then never really finishes the idea, is because things like this. Are you willing to commit yourself to 10,000, or in this case, 9,999 failures to eventually realize success? That's why Thomas Edison is one of the greatest visionaries of all time. So electric light bulb was 2 years after the phonograph, so 1879. And then his third was electric power distribution. You know, we wouldn't have power across our country if the distribution system wasn't in place. And this can be attributed to Edison as well. So when we look at Edison created the development of the electric power distribution system, he laid the foundation for the electrical utility industry. allowing electricity to be generated in power stations and distributed to homes and businesses that are, still used today. So to give you a perspective, just on the top three, phonograph, electric light bulb, electric power distribution, all things we use today, not only us personally, but more importantly, every business on the planet uses electric light and electric power distribution. And as fourth, in 1891 and through 1895 were motion pictures. And Edison realized the development of motion pictures. He invented the kinetoscope, an early motion picture exhibit device, along with parlors where people could watch short films. He would go on to build the world's first film production studio, the Black Maria. So again, the movie industry, I mean, think about the impact of Edison. Movie industry, phonograph records, electric power distribution, light bulbs. Give this guy the credit he deserves as a visionary. It's an incredible life. And certainly I could sit here for hours talking about Edison, but I'm just giving you a quick snapshot of everything that he achieved in a very short period of time. And the fifth is storage batteries. You know, that's, I mentioned this one because it's the evolution of why we have electric cars today. So he created storage batteries, which had various applications, including electric vehicles. His work in this area created the, again, what is this great term, foundation for future advancements in battery tech. You know, probably wouldn't be driving around in electric vehicles if it wasn't for storage batteries, in lithium ion batteries. So he led the charge on that as well and created storage batteries. The sixth, probably most important invention that Edison gave us is telegraph. Now, most people don't think of telegraph as an advancement in technology, but it was basically the precursor to mobile phones. It was the first long-distance communication, one of the first communication devices used actually in the war. So Edison commercialized the first telegraph, making it both efficient, reliable. You know, and these inventions in telegraph were the precursor to long-distance communication, phones, iPhones. You wouldn't have this if there wasn't because of telegraph improvements. So all of these in combination with Edison, again, phonograph, electric light bulb, power distribution, motion pictures, storage batteries, telegraph improvements. Edison lived a great life, but also had this passionate commitment to realizing his idea and bringing it to market, which very few people have, and why he's always at the pinnacle. When people talk about visionaries, great inventors of our time, Edison's at the top. So in his final years, you know, Edison focused on experimental research. He created a research lab in West Orange, New Jersey, where he and his team worked on numerous projects. Edison's belief was to give back wherever he could, but also leave a legacy, and that's what this was. He wanted to make sure that he left a legacy. That's why the lab was there. That's why he did experimental research, so people could carry on his ideas, even though he may not be able to. So he passed along many great ideas upon his death. And when he passed away on October 18th, 1931, in West Orange, New Jersey, he left that legacy of innovation and entrepreneurship that we all strive for today, me personally as well. As an entrepreneur, having run my own company, sold it to a PE firm prior to joining Oakley and many other global brands, but it's all through ideas and concepts by Edison that allowed us to do what we do today. So his contributions, without a doubt, have left a lasting impact on the modern world we live in today. And he's always remembered as one of the greatest inventors of all time. And although you may not be an Edison, you can be inspired. I love the word inspired, by his relentless pursuit of greatness. And that's what you always have to look for. Use these visionaries as aspirational for your inspiration to be relentless in your pursuit of excellence. You know, Edison had a vision no one else had. And it was up to him to realize this vision no one else could see except him. Again, this is the crazy one principle. People thought he was crazy and what he was trying to invent, the ideas that he had. But until he realized them, people didn't realize how much they needed what he was building. So take inspiration from Edison. We're fortunate to have him and can relive his greatness through history. So thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I always say stay true, stay authentic, be different, be great, but enjoy your journey along the way. We always appreciate your time, comments, feedback. Go to BrianSmeltzer.com, BrianSmeltzer.com, or our company site, liquidmindsight.com, LiquidMindsight.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Reach out to others that if you like what we're doing here, to reach out to them, to subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles podcast, we would appreciate it. We also have a new site, thevisionaryfiles.com, which has the Visionary Brand Master Course. Thousands have already signed up for that. Fortunately, very blessed with that. We have corporations as well as brands that have already gone through the course. And also has premium podcasts where we're putting very premium and exclusive content on thevisionaryfiles.com. So check that out when you get a chance. Thanks again, and I appreciate your time, and have a great day. Hello, and I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. I really appreciate your time. I know everybody's busy, but just wanted to thank you again for all the feedback, comments, and how you've been able to apply a lot of the principles that we put forward on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Also, would be greatly appreciated if you could subscribe, tell others to subscribe. We have a great following on the Visionary Chronicles. Also, subscribe to the newsletter at my personal website, BrianSmeltzer.com, or through our company website, Liquid Mind, LiquidMindSight.com, LiquidMindSight.com. We're also on being hosted by Podbean. We're also on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, iHeart, Pandora, Amazon, among many, many others. We've also been very fortunate, and thank you to the listeners, to be ranked in the top 50 global marketing podcasts by FeedSpot for 2022 as well as 2023, and also number one Visionary podcast by FeedSpot in 2022 and 2023. So very appreciative of that as well. I also wanted to put out an offer for you. We've got a new website that we just built. Affectionately love to say that it's a great design and one that's very intuitive. And we've got so many requests from people that wanted to actually take the Visionary Brand course. So we actually created through our website, thevisionaryfiles.com, thevisionaryfiles.com. You can sign up for the Visionary Brand Master Course. You can also sign up for our premium podcast. Only content available there on that website through our premium podcast. We've got a lot of subscribers that have already signed up, gone through the course. We have corporations as well as brands that have gone through the course. So we wanted to put that there and make that available to the public as well. So again, appreciate your time. Thank you again. And if you sign up for the Visionary, through the Visionary Files of the Visionary Brand course, we are giving away free books, the Visionary Brand books, hardcover books. And then also we'll be doing some selective offerings for some giveaways. So again, sign up at thevisionaryfiles.com and would appreciate it. And thank you again and have a great day.